Show up, stand out. Your complete trade show guide with Annika Bohe, your event expert.
Hi and welcome to Show Up, Stand Out. This is episode one and today we're going to talk about the five top tips for a successful trade show stand. So if you're thinking about exhibiting or you're planning your first show, or if you have been regularly going but have been coming back with thoughts like, yeah, it was all right, it was okay, you know, I want to make that feeling, it was amazing and we can't wait to go back and we had so many quality leads, we're going to make so many sales. That's what I want you to achieve. So what actually makes a great exhibition stand? And how do you make a trade show stand out? Given that you have already chosen the right show for you, and if you haven't, then please wait out for a couple of more episodes because I'm going to be talking about that topic too. But in this case, we are going to assume you already have chosen the right show for your business. Based on that, I will now give you five top tips of how to make that stand a success. So my first top tip is plan ahead. And this is a really, really important one because a shocking 28% of all exhibitors give themselves, and I kid you not, less than 2 months to plan their stand. I mean, when I read this statistic, I nearly fell off my chair. I couldn't believe it because even if someone would come to me and ask me for a last minute stand, I would give them 6 weeks, 8 weeks maybe. But, you know, I mean, less than 2 months. If you go for a month, that is really, really stretched. And you have basically missed everything to do with planning ahead. So what do I mean by plan ahead? I mean, a good stand just isn't unfortunately built in a week and is definitely not organized in a week. The best spaces for you to book in the best location in the exhibition hall, they go as soon as the last show closed. So we're talking 12 months before, 24 months before. Yeah, it kind of depends on if it's an annual show or not. So if you book your space, or try to book if you're lucky and get what space, just 2 months before, you will end up in the last corner behind a really big stand and no one will find you, unfortunately. Also, if you don't plan ahead, you will miss out on early bird discounts. And that is a really good way, obviously, of organizers to get you roped in to book early. And so they know, they can plan ahead how many people are coming. But they're really useful because you might get early bird discounts on marketing packages, you might get them on utility packages, and you might even get a discount on your space. Also, you should give yourself enough time to choose the best supplier, because if you do everything last second or last minute, the good ones won't be available anymore. So that means the stand builder that you really wanted to book now already has 10 or 15 stands to build at that show. They might not be able to squeeze you in. And also, you can't plan ahead your goals. And that is so important because you need to communicate those goals to all your suppliers and everyone involved in your stand. So planning ahead, very important. Top tip number two is build a relationship with the organizer. So that means if you have a relationship with them, so you make the time and meet them either before the event or at least at the show, especially if you're planning to go back to the show and exhibit again, then, you know, they will be happy to help. they kind of, you know, if you have their number and they've got your number, it is much easier to communicate, and they will be much more inclined to call you and say, oh, you know, we've got this other space available now. Do you want to swap, you know, because it's in a much better location? Or, you know, they would maybe tell you new features that they can offer now. So, you know, it's always good to have a good relationship with them, because you never know when you might need them. So yeah, that's a really good one. Top tip number three. Find a reliable stand builder. I mean, the stand is obviously the essence of every show, and 40% of every exhibitor's budget goes into the stand, at least. And that's a big chunk, obviously. What I will say is, in terms of finding the right stand builder for you and your business, find someone that understands your business and can relate to your goals, because that makes it so much easier to then figure out the design of your stand and the graphics that you want to put on the walls or anywhere else. Because, you know, if there's a miscommunication there and you come to your stand and you just think, that's not what I envisaged, that's not what I wanted to see, then that relationship isn't working very well. So make sure you meet them, at least if it's not in person, maybe through Zoom, and just sort of get to know the team. And interview a few if you haven't got one yet that you're working with. So, you know, make sure you just pick the right one. It's also important that they can offer flexibility. And what I mean by that is not necessarily always the last minute one, because as I explained, that might be difficult. But in terms of design flexibility, because depending on which show you go, you might want emphasis on different products or services that you offer. Or can they offer storage for your stand so you don't have to store it somewhere? Or do they offer any other services, like many of them have in-house graphic design, or they have very good relationships with printers, that sort of thing. And if you may be thinking about going to several shows a year, maybe they can give you a discount if you book those shows ahead with them, because, you know, to them it's guaranteed work, and they might take you up on that and might want to offer you a bit of a discount for that. They also should be able to keep you up to date with new designs or new ways of building stands or new gadgets and new ideas. So if they're trying something out, or there's a new lighter way of building or different material, if you have a good stand builder, they will definitely tell you about these sort of things. Tip number four is a big topic: create a marketing strategy or a marketing campaign. And I'm not going to cover all of these things tonight or in this episode, but I just wanted to sort of cover the big ones. I mean, marketing means you want to shout about the fact that you go into this event, and you want to shout about the fact that you'd be very, very happy that everyone will come to see you at your stand. So to make that happen, and we're talking mainly online here, is have a look if the organizers use a specific hashtag, for example, for this event. Also try and tag the organizers, because you will reach all of their followers as well if you do so. Utilize the marketing packages that many, many organizers offer when you book the stand with them or the space with them as well. And they will even give you things like invitation templates or other graphics that you can use for your social media or for your email marketing. The really important thing is, and a lot of people forget about this, is so important that you have a marketing plan in place that doesn't just function before the show to get everyone there, but to also function during and after the show. Because you want to have it, you know, one of the buzzwords in the marketing world is storytelling. So you almost want to tell the story of, yay, we are going to this event, and now we're here, and the stand is ready, and we're waiting for you. And wow, the first day was amazing. And the second day was even better. And now we're, you know, packing up again, going home. And then you follow up with, wow, what an amazing event this was. And we can't wait to see you next year. So you want to create this excitement about either, yeah, I've been there, and yeah, I've been at your stand, and you want that engagement. Or you want to create a bit of like, oh, I didn't go to that stand, I missed it. So you want people to definitely come next time. That's why it's important. It's like a wraparound marketing campaign, not just before and then just stop. And my last top tip, number 5, is to have a very clear objective or goal for your stand. You don't want to just everyone to tip up and then say, okay, we're here, so what we're doing? And everyone's like, oh, I don't know, well, selling, I guess. Okay, no, that doesn't work. So you need to have a clear goal, which is either, do you launch a new product? Do you want to emphasize on a certain product line? Do you have a service that you want to offer, either new or existing, that doesn't matter, but you want to have the focus on that one. Don't just come in and say, yeah, we're here and we do everything and we do all of it. That doesn't work. You need to have a goal. If it's brand awareness, that's okay too. But that needs to be communicated to the organizers, to the stand builder, and mostly of all, to your own team that will be on the stand. Because if they don't know what to say, you can have the best stand in the background. If they don't get that message across, you will not win. You will not get those quality leads that you're looking for. So the whole stand needs to communicate that goal as well, but it needs to be a play together, obviously, of visuals and then your manning people to help communicate that message. And this goal needs to be reflected, obviously, in your entire marketing campaign, in all of your marketing materials. So it's a really round thing that everyone understands. So I hope you enjoyed this episode and it has been useful to you. And I'm looking very forward to the next one. So see you soon.
You've been listening to the Complete Trade Show Guide with Annika Bohe. For your free initial consultation, visit showupstandout.co.uk.